So, Gary, what are we doing this week?
Well, Cole, as you may or may not know, I've been doing some traveling.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving through rural Oregon, okay. And I saw a roadside shack. And it said inside, it said, oddities for tourists. And you know me, I'm always a fan of a local oddity.
Oh, yeah.
And so I decided to stop by, and I met a man named Curly Curly. And he sold me this bag of Celebra chips.
What is a Celebra chip, Gary?
Well, it is. So I want you to go ahead. I've got the bag here.
Okay, I'll reach in here. All right,
I'll reach in. Don't tell me what we have.
Okay,
yeah. Don't look at it. Don't look at the chip.
Oh, okay, cool.
Don't look at the chip.
All right,
and then let me pull out this chip here, and show it to you here. Mm-hmm. Look at that. It's Gary Oldman.
Oh wow!
Chip like Gary Oldman
of Batman fame.
Yeah, Batman, Sid and Nancy. And this chip here, like, there you go. And it's Courtney Love.
Oh, yeah, no, of Hole and killing Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, local indirect murderer. Pacific Northwest pride. Courtney Love. And if you open up your hands there, I think it's gonna help inform our next game choice.
Looking here.
It's Daniel Stern. Daniel Stern
It's burning my hand from the Wonder Years. Oh, my God. I need to drop it. Oh, man.
I was going to make a joke about it, hoping it was a Daniel Stern from a good movie. I can't think of any other movies Daniel Stern is in.
The Wonder Years is okay.
Well, that's not a movie. I'd play the shit out of a Wonder Years theme platformer, though.
Me too.
Do it like Bastion, where like everything is narrated.
Do it like Braid, where the main character never gets Winnie.
Yeah, it's because I get Winnie. But instead, it's Home Alone.
Damn it.
Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern's been in something. I need to pull up his IMDb.
Yeah, it's a name everyone recognizes. Why the fuck isn't he more?
Yeah. I used it as a joke in like the beginning of the Monkey Island episode.
Yeah, but that was just the word Stern. Like, it wasn't about him at all.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. But I invoked his name.
It does. Yeah, so. It doesn't say anything about it. It still doesn't imply like a greater knowledge of his work.
No.
Which like nobody has.
He was on Monk.
Okay. Well,
he was on Family Guy. He was a narrator on Family Guy.
Oh, that's a mark of quality.
He was on the Dilbert TV. Oh, he was Dilbert on the Dilbert TV series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's not a movie guy. He's a TV guy, and this was his big break.
Yeah. He was in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Sure.
Yeah. City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold.
Sure.
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, Very Bad Things.
Oh, I've seen Very Bad Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sequest.
Sequest.
And Murder. Captain Murder.
and he was a narrator on The Simpsons too.
Oh, good job, Daniel Stern.
He did it. You done it.
I think we can all agree his finest role was Home Alone for the SNES.
Yes. My name is Cole Ross.
My name is Gary Butterfield. It's Abject Suffering.
Why are you doing this to us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about Home Alone for the SNES.
Yeah. So who did this to us?
This was Tim Schumacher.
Oh, okay.
Which is a new name.
New name. Yeah, like, hey, Tim. Thank you. Hey, and fuck you.
Tim. Yeah, fuck you, Tim. Yeah.
Okay. So let me drop the ruse.
Presumably lanky piece of shit.
Tim is a lanky name. I've never met a portly Tim.
Yeah, there are no short Tims.
But wait a minute, let me see here. Okay. So I'm gonna drop my pretense here, and I'm gonna turn the chair around and flip my baseball cap sideways and say, you know, we've had a lot of fun here today, but I remember playing this as a young person and liking it.
Huh. Why did you play it as a young person?
Because I came of age at the time when Home Alone was a thing that you would potentially borrow a game about from your cousin.
Yeah. It's also, it's not, you know, it's fully in the middle of games we've done. It's not so bad.
it's pretty good. Not pretty good. Not pretty good. No. In terms of this show, I would rank it right around Home Improvement a little bit.
Yeah. I think it's a little worse than Home Improvement because I think that I don't know how to advance in it. Like, I thought I had all the treasure and I still didn't have enough treasure.
It gives you a counter.
Yeah, I know, but I couldn't find the rest of the treasure.
No, yeah.
I was like, oh, where's the rest of the treasure? I've checked in every fucking drawer. Yeah. No treasure.
So I think this is a sequel to Home Alone and not Home Alone 2 Lost in New York, where the wet bandits become the sticky bandits.
I remember when the wet bandits, so you think, I'm trying to parse that out. Like, I remember that they became the sticky bandits.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's a sequel to Home Alone and not, so you're saying this is like a 1.5?
I think it's a 1.5 because, because in the opening cutscene, the people in the what are they? The van say, I want to steal his toys, especially his toys. Right. Mm. And it's not just Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern either.
I thought that was just like a game concession.
No, maybe.
Like, they wanted to have other villains. So they you know, got some racist caricatures of like Italian mobsters.
Yeah.
They got some real pizza box Italians to be on their thing. That's what I thought that was. But maybe you're right. Maybe this does take place afterwards.
It's Home Alone Gaiden.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Home Alone Neo Tokyo Drift. Yeah. Home Alone, like the popular children's home invasion thriller.
The popular
torture porn.
The popular John Hughes torture porn movie.
Yeah. Do you enjoy watching Joe Pesci's head get set on fire?
Because I watched that YouTube video about 5 times today. Yeah. When I couldn't face the realities of work, I watched that video.
My strongest memory of Home Alone is him stepping in tar at some point, and then later he steps on a nail, and it was just like, that tar is going to get up in that wound. Oh, no, Daniel Stern.
You're going to lose your foot.
Yeah, Daniel Stern's going to lose his foot.
That'll be faster than ever because it's going to be replaced with a carbon fiber blade.
Or with a wheel. Yeah. Like just a single wheel, like that one friend of the Toxic Crusader.
Like a single roller skate wheel.
Yeah. Which he could trip on. The game, this is a weird game, though. And I guess I was reading the Wikipedia on the other platforms. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's one of those things where there's a Home Alone for like all of the Nintendo systems, but everyone is a different style game.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the one you played. You didn't play the Game Boy one, or
I played the SNES one.
Okay.
Yeah,
because the Nintendo one sounds cooler. Like, you set traps. There's just Daniel Stern and just Joe Pesci, and you set traps for them, mm-hmm. like Tapco's Deception or something like that. And same thing with the Game Boy one. It's supposed to be kind of like an amalgam between them, but this is not about that at all.
No.
I count one trap in the game. There's like a bowling ball on a ledge, and that's your trap.
There are traps that you have to jump over, you know, like roller skates and thumbtacks that you can lure the bandits into.
You have to take out a Daniel Stern.
Yeah.
So like, there's no way, like he's not, no amount of squirting him is going to actually do you any good. 'Cause he's too tall to jump over.
Yes.
So,
it is one of the noted features of Daniel Stern. Nobody's ever jumped over him.
Yeah, too tall to jump over. Yeah. It's going to say it on his tombstone.
Yeah.
Jump over, his tombstone's going to be like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
Just like he was in death as he was in life.
And somebody will come along every day and grease it up so nobody can climb it.
Yeah, and then there's a documentary about some like African high jump, like pole vaulting guy who's like gonna spring Stern's tomb.
And then somebody flies a tower or flies a plane into two towers. Like, what? Yeah. Oh, man. Man on Wire is a really good documentary. Watch it.
So, well, that was going to get 72 episodes of the Wonder Years.
Were there only 72 episodes of that?
I don't know how many episodes.
Okay. Sorry.
It's in that weird spot of like, you know, music licensing has stopped that from being, you know, or not stopped it, but it's like put off it being on DVD long enough to.
Yeah. To not be in the great cultural reset that we had.
Yeah, exactly. It just kind of happened a little too late.
Yeah.
So
God, that was a good show.
I remember it being pretty good.
Yeah.
Like I haven't watched it since it was on, but.
Yeah. It came on Nick at Night right around the time when I was about Kevin's age. So.
Right on.
Yeah, you know, so it hits home.
Yeah,
and Daniel Stern, pretty good narrator.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
He's, he's not a bad person.
Yeah, we had a kid in high school who looked exactly like Daniel Stern, like full beard and everything.
It was Daniel Stern. Like he was researching for a role.
So. He was researching for the Wonder Years.
Yeah,
for the Wonder Years reboot that never happened.
That he was like feverishly writing in his garage. Put me back, Coach. I'm Daniel Stern here.
You may not know me, Coach. I'm Fred Savage.
They're the plagiarizing bandits.
Yeah. So the purpose of this game, you are Kevin McAllister, Mr. Macaulay Culkin. You must travel throughout your very spacious home in which you have multiple bedrooms.
Also a bedroom and like a never-ending bathroom.
Yeah.
A weird hallway bathroom.
Yeah. In my bathroom, like, it probably, if I laid down on the floor, it'd be, like, about one and a half of me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, not the case in this. It's, like, 17.
It's, like six.
It's 17 Kevin lengths.
It's a lot of Kevin lengths.
Yeah.
Your Kevin looks real shitty, too.
Yeah, he does. He's, like...
He's, like, a little blonde, like, anonymous blonde boy. It doesn't look anything... There's no... I don't even think he's wearing the right clothes. Like, there's nothing to... make him look like...
He looks like Macaulay Culkin's character from The Pagemaster.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. You remember, like, aren't Culkin's weird where, like, now... like, you know, that guy is a real maniac. There was recently, like, a story on one of the, you know, Vice or something like that where it was somebody, a journalist, went to his house, and his house is this real surreal place with lots of weird collectibles. But now it's like you're watching a movie, and it's like some indie thing, and it's like, oh, that's a Culkin. Like, it's not the same Culkin, but there's like lots of them. You just kind of, you're like, they're so instantly recognizable.
So is it like a G-list Baldwin situation or what?
Yeah,
like I've never been aware of
Culkins.
I've never been aware of the multiple Culkins.
Yeah, well, you gotta have a real awkward, you know, second date and watch AB Goes Down.
I had a pretty good fourth date watching Saved, but I think that was Macaulay.
That was Macaulay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's a pretty good movie, too, despite the fact that it has Mandy Moore in it.
Never been.
It's about hypocritical high school Christians.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've seen the box art and
doing
the premise, but never seen it.
I enjoy it.
The whole, so you're running around, like, trying to save the treasures of your house, which is not a bad, like, gameplay mechanic. Like, we're saying this isn't bad. Like, is that what you thought we were going to disagree about? Like, I was going to be like, this is shit.
No, I thought that you were going to be like, it's like Time Lord or whatever, where you have to go and grab stuff. I thought that you were going to say it was anything less than moderately bad to okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably okay.
Yeah.
I'm never going to give it anything more than that. I like Home Improvement more.
Yeah.
Home Improvement is much better.
I like Home Improvement. Okay, so one of the things that we've taken to doing on this show is like imagining the better game that could have been made with this.
Yeah.
So, like, in Home Improvement, it was, like, you know, desolate future Tim, who was half-robot, trying to avenge his dead wife and sons, right?
Yeah.
And in this one, like, I'm imagining, like, a Bad Piggies meets Incredible Machine, kind of, like, you are setting up traps. Like you said.
Spy versus spy is what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, spy versus spy, but with, like, better controls, and then also the treasure collecting.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, use the treasure as bait. Mm-hmm. In the traps, which you can do like every once in a while, because those little pizza box Italians like will grab anything that lands on the floor and zoom,
boom, 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 and then he runs away,
which is really great. But like the idea of being able to place that stuff, like set traps, then place the things.
Uh-huh.
There you got a game right there, man.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
A game like that, you don't play all at once.
Yeah, that's a game to take home to mama.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool, because like that's all Home Alone is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's that whole fucking like old neighbor,
like
neighbor, and then the old lady, like just
the Boo Radley surrogates.
Yeah, exactly. Like why, as a kid, like, and I was a little too old for Home Alone even when I saw it, you know, like, but I still like when me and my friend Austin and his mom went and saw it. You know, it was Christmas. We wanted to see something Christmassy, like even the part of me that was young enough to appreciate Home Alone was just like, cool, here's a kid like getting the better hand of adults through like violent means that won't have an impact on me until years later.
Yeah, yeah.
And like but instead it had to be this whole like weird parable just this like deeper message about Christmas joy that like no kid needed to see that.
No.
I just have like Kevin McAllister setting traps and Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern making whoa faces.
Yeah.
And that's all that we needed.
I'm hitting the head with paint cans. Oh no.
Yeah, I know they're in the second one. I can't remember all the plot. I remember the whole, like, using the audio from the movie, the pizza guy, and spending, you know, him. I remember him ordering pizza. The pizza guy saying, he said, do you accept credit card? And then Kevin McAllister said, is this enough? And gave him like seven of them,
uh-huh.
as if credit cards were a unit of currency.
Yeah.
And not like this guy was just going to like, go run up a bunch of debt and get arrested for that. But where is there like a trap setting into like what happens?
Yeah. There's like escapes into a derelict townhouse.
Okay.
Yeah. And he sets up. That's the paint cans.
Okay. Yeah. And then, I mean, later there's like a chase on a hansom cab.
Yeah. There's a chase in a hansom cab, and there's like the old pigeon lady lives in like this abandoned, like opera
church.
House kind of thing.
Yeah. Like a hidden church or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I remember, it's real. They really expanded the mythos.
Yeah. And also, yeah, the talk boy, which,
you know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which made a big impression on an entire generation.
Yeah.
As well. It should.
No, I didn't have Talkboy. I had a Talkboy pen, but I used my cousin's Talkboy. And that maybe in some weird universe may have started my love of audio recording. Who knows?
Huh.
It was like a little audio recorder. Whatever.
No, that is what it is. That is true. Yeah, Talkboys are cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like the game, like, there's just my frustration with the game, other than not being able to find all the treasure,
mm-hmm.
Because I checked every drawer and looked everywhere all around. I couldn't find anything. Is it like Time Lord bullshit where you just have to jump in the right spot?
Pretty much,
and
yeah.
Then, like a trophy pops out.
Like, there are some where you have to knock stuff off of a distant dresser by hitting your head against the ceiling to.
I did that. Like, yeah. Anything I could see, I got. But I was still like six treasures away from.
Yeah, there are some of them where you just have to jump in the right spot, which like after you do it makes a little bit of sense, but not like it wouldn't be readily apparent.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just some random jump treasure, you know.
What do you mean after you do it, it makes a little bit of sense?
Just kind of like, oh, it kind of came from this one piece of background element. Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
But like not like, and by a little bit, I mean like the most minute sliver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, not as if, like, the way it makes sense because once something has happened, it makes sense because it has happened.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's extant, so it has a certain amount of value.
Like maybe a little bit of that.
Like, I don't, like, that's where I just, like, I can't beat this. But then I was looking at it in GameFAQs, it's, like, only two levels.
Yeah.
Like, you just beat, and then you just go down to the basement and you fight a giant spider.
Yep.
For the end boss. And then, what?
Yep. No. Okay. So you get the treasures from one wing of the house, and so every time you have a backpack that can only hold so much, so you have to run to these laundry chutes to drop your stuff down to the safe room, right? And you clear the one, and you have to dodge these bats and rats, and then in the second one you're dodging these bats, rats, ghosts, and spiders, and then you fight a gigantic spider with your slingshot, and then you win.
Yeah. Huh.
Because why not?
It's like relatively faithful in the beginning, and then just out of just insane. I was happy how there's only one Daniel Stern and one Joe Pesci in the level. Like, if you play the Goonies 2 game, you end up running into like tons of Fratellis, and they can be anywhere. Like, there's no permanence to them.
Yeah,
you can leave one behind and he appears in a door in front of you.
Yeah, but then you have those like the random mob guys who like throw their hats like Oddjob or Huck Rocks at you.
Yeah. What Goonies 2 might be the game that is most like that I regret the most being sub watch out for fireballsable.
Yeah.
Cuz like there's really a lot of interesting things about that game, but like it's pretty hard to play now.
Yeah. There's just like no place for it.
Yeah.
Too much of a boy for Crazy Town, too crazy for Boys Town.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like, I like that game a lot. There's a lot of interesting things, but it'd be I just know it would be trying to actually get through it and beat it would be semi insufferable.
Yeah.
So
but yeah. You have a couple of items that can like make the robbers like double over, so you can jump over them. But and also when you die, you get the scene.
Yeah, like, yeah, but it's not even at the right angle. It's like this three quarters angle instead of right at the camera, which is everybody knows that's what the ah is from.
Yeah,
it's weird in Home Alone the way that they forgot their kid.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that's right on the page, but
it's like the thing about Home Alone is how implausible it is that they forgot their kid.
Yeah, it's pretty like, I mean, I understand it's like the idea of like vacation chaos.
Yeah,
you know, you just forget it, forget your kid, or you can forget things, but like your kids, don't know. There's a little bit of that. If you ever watch Pet Sematary, like they're really bad parents, and
yeah,
they forget there's two of them.
In any Stephen King story, they're bad parents.
Yeah, well, Stephen King, a lot of bad parents.
Yeah.
Well, man, and thinking back to Home Alone, I'm just remembering, like, I remember it being the plot that the mom is really upset.
Yeah.
Is that set up in contrast? Like, is the dad pretty cavalier about it?
It's pretty like, oh, you know, they're fine. The police, like, I called the police. Don't worry.
Mm. And yeah. How did the police not?
Kevin tricked them. He tricked them. They came because he thought they were coming. You know, he thought he was in trouble. He didn't think they were gonna, you know, take them back to the station and, you know, give him some hot cocoa and, you know, keep a watchful eye over him.
And then what happens?
And then these two robbers show up. They went around and they found out what time all the light timers would go on because everybody was on vacation. And then they tried to sneak in, and Joe Pesci's head got set on fire. But then it looked like Marv was going to get him. But then the old guy from across the street who had the snow shovel, like, hit the two of them after they flooded the basement. And there was the scary furnace. And then the mom got home after being driven by John Candy. And then everybody got back together, and we all learned the lesson about Christmas.
Until next year. I can't, and they lost him again too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
They're terrible parents. I had to say, of all the implausible things in Home Alone, that is the most.
Yeah. So there are two other implausible things about this. This is a Christmas game. Like, yeah. The music is Christmas music.
Yeah, over and over and over. Jingle Bell Rock and and the Nutcracker Suite.
Yeah, and there's like Carol the Bells or something, yeah.
I didn't get to Carol of the Bells. I wish I had. That's my favorite Christmas song.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Like, it sounds like Dark Souls music.
Yeah.
If you replace, like, the actual bells with, like, a male chorus.
Yeah, no, we did
essentially
that
like a hidden boss theme.
We did that in show choir. It was great. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun singing bass on that. Yeah. As the Yuletide butterfly, like, fires.
Yeah. Candy cane missiles.
Yeah, fires candy tinsel. Canes at you. Yeah. Yeah, but and then the other implausible thing is this is a John Hughes game.
Yeah, that's true. Of which there aren't very many.
No,
I think they're all just Home Alone games.
Yeah, pretty much.
No Breakfast Club game. It'd be awesome if you did like the Journey game where like each character had its own like gameplay mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you do a Breakfast Club game.
Yeah, to do a vacation game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Vacation, man.
Oh, man, Vacation's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds real good.
Moose out front should have told you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to do, for like the Covers Club, we did a holiday music thing, and I ran out of time, but I was going to do Holiday Road because that song's so good.
Yeah.
Like, not Jeff. Is it Jeff Lynne? I don't know if it's Jeff Lynne or if it's like one of the guys from Fleetwood Mac or something like that, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's less disturbing than Vacation. Vacation, if you look at its lyrics, is real upsetting. It's kind of like what's his name? The One I Love.
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody thinks it's like this cheery thing, but it's actually not.
Yeah. It's actually a little, yeah. I actually ended up enjoying the Vacation movies up through and including Christmas Vacation.
Mm, yeah.
Speaking of Christmas movies, like,
yeah, no, I love Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation is pretty good. Like,
yeah, that's a family tradition for me, actually, is to watch Christmas Vacation with both sides of the family.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. No, Cousin Eddie, you know, it's great.
Yeah. See, yeah. It's super funny. The weird subplot about that movie I always forget is the neighbors in the silver jumpsuits.
Like, I always forget. Hey, about Clark, where are you going to put that? Bend over and I'll show you. Yeah. I'm not talking to you. The yuppies.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I will suffer no attack on any Vacation movie specifically. No,
the later ones are pretty dumb, right?
Like Eddie's Island or whatever it is. Like even Vegas Vacation, that comes at work, that comes up at work more often than you would think.
Way more often, I would think. Like, yeah, I would think not at all. is what I think.
Yeah. Now, do you know what John Hughes' last writing credit was?
No.
Drillbit Taylor.
Oh, weird.
Infamous for being the movie that made Owen Wilson want to commit suicide.
Yeah, that's really odd.
Yeah, no, it was his last writing credit. And if you watch it, like if you watch it with that knowledge, it reads like a John Hughes movie.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that movie, so
I'm kind of a disciple of John Hughes's, like between Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Uncle Buck, you know.
Yeah.
Like
both good movies.
Yeah. No, he had a really good run. And I'm not so much of a 16 Candles guy. And like most people of an era, I love me. I like me a Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller's good.
Yeah,
yeah, he does good. He does good work.
Yeah.
I'm out of things to say about the game.
Me too.
Like, yeah, I don't. It's not too bad. I didn't think you could advance in it, but it's only two levels. So, And I need to YouTube that spider boss. Like, if I hadn't run out of time, I would have done that already.
It's real crazy. I got to it and I was like freaked out when I was little because like I wasn't expecting Home Alone to turn into that.
No. Yeah. Who are the ghosts? Are those like family members, or is it like an old Underground Railroad house, or what?
Ghosts of victims of oppression?
Yeah. Yeah. Check your privilege, McAllister.
Oh man.
So yeah. a little bit of game facts weirdness.
Okay.
Went on with this one. So we were talking about GameStack message boards, that actually drug dealer things. This one definitely looks like that. There's two messages on the GameFAQ message board. One from Jujum4N, which says, I am home alone right now, going to my electronics wing, maybe after I play with some of my dad's exotic pets in the pet wing. So, yep. What? Which I think is you know, maybe a quote from the second one. Maybe he says that to somebody. I don't know. The second one, though, the more important one is from Riesel1, which is fucking, I can't really parse it out. Here, let me send it to you. It's like he copied a web page and then put it into the thing.
Okay.
Let me paste this into the Skype box here.
Let's see here.
So, I mean, that's what it is. It's just instead of, like, he was trying to copy a message, ended up copying the entire page. And then when you find the enter message text below, it says, no, I'm not Mime Jr. And like, and that's it. It's a really weird post.
God.
And the name of it is Oink.
I just...
Oink!
a very insistent Oink.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exclamation Oink.
What's BNAD? Should you date your boss? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty strange.
We're through the looking glass.
Yeah.
So the header list is home, data, facts, reviews, images, my games, muffins.
Yeah, like it's edited somewhat. Yeah. Like he just copied it, but not totally.
Yeah.
You know, it's really strange. He wrote a walkthrough for Indigo Prophecy. So the guy who actually wrote the fact for this.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. Yeah. Sorry. No.
Who also, his fact has a ridiculous tone that is very like, so at the beginning of his fact, he has a do's and don'ts section for contacting him, and it's very serious. Like, do inform me of errors that I made, either constant grammar or factual info. Don't send me chain letters or spam. That is one big no-no. Do pass on strategies and solutions. Don't use childlike emails with crap colors. I don't want size 32 bright yellow font on top of line green background.
Pretty picky.
Yeah.
Pretty do. Picky.
I like to read emails with proper formatting and grammar. Please be sure to write your email like so. Yeah, don't talk to me about grammar, asshole.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, don't. Type in alternating caps like this, or in all caps. See the rules? Well, they're more like guidelines anyway, but it doesn't matter either way. Obey them or die.
God.
Like, he's mad with the most moderate amount of power that's ever been. Like,
yeah. Like, he acts like he has some kind of switch that can turn off the fact for somebody.
Yeah.
Like, if you cross me, you'll no longer be able to access the fact for Home Alone for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Steve Taylor.
His thanks section has, like, 30 different tags in it, names and tags. Like, it took a lot of people to bring this to us.
Also, he began this project on the 14th of November 2005 and ended it. in blank blank November 2005.
Ooh, it's still a work in progress.
Yeah, no, it's a party that never ends.
Yeah, it's still working on it. Never find out.
Yeah.
Jim Fish.
Speaking of stuff that happens like way after its time, looking at the Wikipedia entry for the Home Alone franchise, there was a Home Alone game made for the PlayStation 2 for the in 2006 that was only released in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I wonder, is Home Alone bigger in Europe? Or is it like still popular?
Is there Home Alone Con?
Yeah, like, hey. Metallicon?
What? Watch your step.
Yeah. Kim and McCallicon would be great.
Yeah. The player is able to collect potatoes and use tools to close the entrances, and the traps catch the burglars. Unless the player locks all the entrances on the level, however, defeating a burglar simply means another takes his place.
Okay, that's sly social commentary.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, yeah. Because he had to put all these people in jail.
Yeah,
yeah. Kevin, you've got to attack the roots of the problem.
gotta get a shotgun and go down and clean out the streets.
Yeah, yeah, or end the poverty that created the wet
bandits.
Well,
you know, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
like what kind of like Daniel Stern in that movie is definitely a vet of some war. Like, there's no way he didn't come back and not find a parade and then turn to crime. Like,
where's Daniel Stern's parade?
Yeah, yeah, just in general.
Yeah,
the guy's dead. An 8-foot grave.
He's dead in an 8-foot grave.
Yeah, great, or tombstone.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sorry. No, I thought you were trying to make a joke about how tall he was. I was like, hey, he's kind of tall, but not really.
Eventually, we'll have to start burying people vertically for space, but not yet. So.
Oh, that's until we start compressing everybody into an oil that can be dropped down the sink.
Yeah, yeah. That's the sad version. The happy version is they're trying to send a fertilizer for trees.
Nah, true.
Like, freeze-drying way. But yeah, the actual, like, just the goo that you can liquefy people into.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sky burial.
Yep. 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 Yep.
But since we're talking about Tibetan sky burial, that means we're done here, I think.
Yeah. 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 So go fuck yourself, Shoemaker.
Yeah.
Schumacher. Whatever.
Yeah. That's me sticking my tongue out at you.
Linky bastard.
But thank you for suggesting a game. It was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for. Yeah. I guess that's true. Oh, so, yeah. In the scale of going and fucking yourself, like. It's like scaling in Dark Souls. Like, you may not have, you're still on descaling, but like, there's a little bit of improvement. You just can't see it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, Gary, what are we doing next?
Well, we're going to have to ramp up some unusual emulators. I'm excited about this. Is Mission Impossible 64.
Ooh, wow.
I
played that.
I know nothing about that. Have you?
I played that, yeah.
I have no idea. I know nothing about it.
Think Metal Gear Solid, but before they figured out like anything good about Metal Gear Solid.
Yep, I believe it. Picked by Brad Groundwater.
Ooh, wow! Tons of new names. Thank you, guys. We love this.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we have the next one that we're going to do. I don't think we announced these twice in advance, but I think is a new name to suggesting, if not a new name to us in general.
Mm, cool.
So yeah.
So, you know, in terms of like stuff you can do, rate us, review us on iTunes. We really appreciate that. Not too many rankings, but more always helps.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to
get it. It's always weird to me that this show doesn't, like, people don't listen to this. Like, check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already listening to it, so, you know.
Eh. Recommend it to a friend, you know. It's pretty general purpose, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have to have played these things in order to enjoy them, you know?
No. No. Yeah. Maybe that's what's at work.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't played Home Alone. I'm going to get all the strategies.
We're no better than the fact makers.
Yeah. Yeah. Who facts the fact makers?
Yeah. There are other shows we do on the network, too. Watch out for Fireballs, Bonfireside Chat, Pilot Season, The Level. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. And thanks for watching. Go to the Facebook group.
Yes.
And listening.
Facebook.com/AdricSuffering.
Yep. And until next time.
Umbasa.
Umbasa.
Ah! Oh no, I'm naked and there's a spider.
Yeah, I'm a real creep. My parents stole all my money.
Michael Jackson did things with me, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, ooh.
Ooh, back away from that.
This is like a Moonwalker crossover.
Little bit.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm glad we didn't do that in the body of the episode. It'll just be at the end.
Yeah.
Nearly dodged that bullet.
Yeah. Yeah, I just barely got hit by that bullet.